We're producing lots more beef with fewer animals. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Beef production in Tennessee is the number one farm commodity. It's been ranked as one of our top commodities for years. And according to the Department of Agriculture, U.S. cattle numbers are getting down to levels not seen in 60 years. But that doesn't mean our beef output is down to those levels. Gary Crawford has more.
The last time the U.S. cattle herd was this small was...
While the wheel is turning, turning...
The year this K-Star song was a big hit, 1952. But that doesn't mean U.S. beef production is at 52 levels. Beef output that year, 9 billion pounds. Beef output last year, over 26 billion, which tells us...
The beef business has changed from the 50s.
Oh, yes, Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shagham. He says, obviously...
There have been productivity increases. Probably a change in genetics over time, which is helping to support that. And as a result, we can just produce a lot more beef with fewer cattle than we could 50, 60 years ago.
Look at the weight differences. The average slaughter weight of cattle 1952, 512 pounds. This year it's up to 768. But weight's not the only factor. Yes, we have about the same overall cattle inventory now as 60 years ago, but...
We had a lot more dairy cows in those days.
Cows that didn't go for beef production. So again, we're producing three times the beef we did in 1952 with about the same number of cattle. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And Shale Shagham, the Ag Department's livestock analyst, goes on to say, thanks to a number of factors, demand for beef is rising despite record prices.
There has been an increase in demand over time. A lot of it, of course, tied to wealth. We've had increased in population over time, change in dietary habits, which have helped support the demand for beef.
Well, the total number of cattle and calves in Tennessee on January 1st, 1.97 million head, 1% below last year. Cash receipts from cattle and calves, $545 million. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.